This is Gary Go by Cutica Health with your host Taman. Today we're looking at the topic understanding antisocial behaviors. Now, antisocial behavior can be described as overt or covert acts of hostility and aggression directed at others, animals, or property. Now, overt antisocial behaviors include verbal abuse, hitting and fighting, bullying, destruction of property, theft, aggressive actions towards parents, siblings, peers, or other adults. Now, covert antisocial behaviors include lying, non-compliance to rules, defiance of authority, and secret destruction of property. Antisocial behaviors exist on a scale ranging from mild to severe, and the way each case is managed will depend on this. Now, in order to understand antisocial behavior, you must know these things. First things first. Number one, what causes antisocial behavior? So, as with most psychological disorders, antisocial behaviors develop and are shaped by a mixture of nature, which includes genetics, personality, and cognitive ability, and nurture, which has to do with the environment. So first, let's look at the genetic and neurobiological factors. So these are factors that might have affected brain development in any way. Examples include prefrontal cortex abnormalities, traumatic head injury, prenatal brain damage, maternal drug abuse during pregnancy, chronic illness, low birth weight, and birth complications. And then let's look at social and environmental factors, which include unstable family life, parental drug and alcohol abuse, absent parenting, family disruption, which can include separation caused by death, divorce, and other factors. Also, poverty, abuse, neglect, and violence at home, or a history of antisocial behavior. And now let's look at the psychological factors. So people who meet the following criteria have a higher chance of developing antisocial personality disorder as adults. Now, these criteria include family history of antisocial personality disorder, diagnosis of childhood conduct disorder, having a parent with a psychiatric disorder such as depression or other mental health disorders. And then let's look at the sex factor. Men are more likely to display antisocial behaviors than women. My next question: what are some signs of antisocial personality disorder to watch out for? So people with antisocial behaviors tend to display these signs. Number one, impulsiveness. They do not consider the consequences of their actions or learn from them. Number two, they exploit and manipulate others for their own gain or pleasure. Number three, they are hostile, irritable, and aggressive. Number four, they lack empathy for others and lack of remorse about their actions. Number five, they take unnecessary or dangerous risks without regard for the safety of themselves or others. Number seven, delinquent behavior, which may lead to problems with the law. Number eight, a sense of superiority and complete disregard for right and wrong. Number nine, they use intimidation to violate the rights of others. Number 10, they misuse drugs and alcohol. And number 11, they are irresponsible, unable to meet school, work, or family obligations. My next question: at what age can antisocial behavior be observed? Children as young as 3 years of age can act in noticeably antisocial ways. If not managed properly, these behaviors will persist and escalate into a conduct disorder during the teenage years. Antisocial personality disorder can only be diagnosed when the individual is aged 18 and above. Antisocial behaviors occurring before age 18 are categorized under conduct disorders. Now, take note, antisocial personality disorder is considered lifelong, but it has been observed that these behaviors may decrease as time goes on for unclear reasons. On to my next question: how is it treated and managed? Antisocial personality disorder is a lifelong disorder, but it can be managed. Now, management and treatment plan will depend on the severity of symptoms and how willing they are to seek treatment. So first, opt for mental health professionals who have experience in treating antisocial personality disorder. Talk therapy, also known as psychotherapy, can be used in the effective treatment of antisocial personality disorder. Many times, therapy takes the form of treatment of underlying mental health conditions, rehabilitation from drug or alcohol abuse, and anger management. However, psychotherapy can be ineffective if the symptoms are severe and the person fails to recognize that they have a problem. In conclusion, people with antisocial personality disorder act out without regard for the consequences or their effect on those around them. A mental health professional can help improve their quality of life through anger management classes and psychotherapy. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you.
Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is C-U-T-I-C-A health.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.